Welcome to Raising Rock Climbers Uncensored. This is your reality check and home for uncensored, trusted advice. Today, we're going to be talking about not letting your kid get a big head. I know that sounds kind of weird and maybe a little bit, what is she even talking about? But trust me, this is going to happen to your athlete, especially if they are doing well consistently, because it's important to understand how not to let it get to their head. I'm Marina, your host, mother of two aspiring rock climbers and wife to an extreme athlete. And let's talk about this. So my kids have been now training for a really long time, right? But not professionally, because living in Guatemala, you only have up to a certain amount that you could go. So in that respect, it was kind of like, you know, pretty much self-taught. We did hire a coach that we used and worked with for many years from Chile, which was really great. And also the little community that we had in Guatemala, you know, like their entire, my family and my kids and my husband's life was literally going to the gym, even if it's just hanging out, not doing much, but they always train, they always climb. So it was really important, right? They were putting in those hours, even though it wasn't structured. And I guess technically speaking, coached time, because you could still do really well. There are many climbers that pretty much just kind of were just climbing nonstop and really became great until they finally got their first coach or joined a team. So by the time we arrived to Spain, my kids were definitely not in the lower levels, right? We were looking for a team which can manage to take them to that next level. And interestingly enough, my kids are still in like that higher bracket because climbing is relatively new, right? Anyways, so because of that, one thing that I really, really appreciate about the coach that we have found and even the way we structure our conversation is even if our kids are winning certain teams or are getting certain routes and are figuring out some certain projects quicker, we never tell them, oh, you're great, you're amazing, this is so good, you're so talented. That kills everything. You know, Jeff Bezos, the starter of Amazon, the founder of Amazon, always says that talent is not a blessing, it's actually a curse. Because when you believe that you are talented, you don't work harder. So if you keep on telling your kid, oh, you're so talented, oh, you're so great, trust me, that does not work well for them. And even though I know that the coach is impressed with how our kids are doing, considering that they came without any coaching, without any real technical coaching, he'll never tell it to them. He can talk to, you know, people on the side being like, wow, you know, they've got some, you know, they've got potential. But I've noticed he's never said it to my kids. And that has been, at first I was like, why not? You know, he should be telling them that. Why is he not even telling me that? I can see that they're doing really well, until we realize that our kids are already starting to get a little bit a big head without, you know, and we are constantly telling them because we've only been here for a little while, you know. I'm like, wait until you get to see the full competition. We're only seeing, you know, a tiny little sector, like really small, maybe like 15 kids. You know, Spain is known for some of the best climbers in the world. You know, wait until you see the real competition. You know, don't get ahead of yourself. But not once has our coach come out and be like, oh my God, you're so great, you're the best, how we've seen other people. And it always worked against my kids when other people were like, oh my God, you're so great, this and that. Oh my goodness, it didn't work. So the fact that he is telling them, you did really good in this case, but I see your weakness here and we need to work on your weakness there, that's how it should be handled. And if your kid did do really well, don't ever underestimate that and definitely reward them being like, you know, you did really great because you've been training. I see that you used this move that you've been really working on. That's how you talk to them, because then they focus on the fact that they've been training and the hard work that they've been putting in is really what is making it happen for them. And that also helps, you know, diminish, I guess you could say, because it's just, you know, humanness, cockiness, it's just part of our ego, but it does diminish their big heads, right? Because they have to understand that there will always be other kids that are training as hard as they are. And it's only, you know, a time until they come up and are challenge or challenge with one another, right? Or are competing with each other on whatever routes or the competitions they're doing. So they cannot think that they're the best. And then when you do that, what happens? You start to rest on your laurels. You stop to really train, continue that training and continue that strengthening and working hard. And that is where it could really fall apart. And that's where it could stop, right? So you don't want to ever go in that direction. I would love to hear how you guys talk about this in your family, in your household. You know, humbleness is the key to everything. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Leave me a review. And again, I really would love to hear your feedback.